The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
It is that time of the week. Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com with us for the next hour talking all things Tennessee Titans. We'll take your thoughts as always. 615-737-1025, our phone number.
What if the hurricane's already been here for a half hour just sitting there soiling a seat?
Soiling the sea.
Why? I'm just, you know, I'm using the, I'm using the hurricane. Not doing that. I'm using the hurricane model. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Anyway, go ahead.
The hurricane soil?
Yeah, the hurricane it churns up a lot of soil. That's what it's known for doing. Not so much lifting houses or
also
taking
storm
up electric
surge.
Poles, but yeah. Soil.
It's also wet.
Well, Bob, I'm here in Ocala, and the soil has really been ripped up. Back to you.
There's soil everywhere.
It was over here to my left, and as you see, there's a big hole there now. But over here on my right, a big hill.
Just a mound of soil that has been displaced.
Devastating.
Any thoughts, Joe?
It's going to wreak havoc on planting season.
I think soiling was used in a little bit different way, but whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't well done. Look, you do a long show. We're bound to misspeak.
Yes. Yeah. You're like, what's the guy from Good Morning Vietnam? Bruno Kirby? Is it Bruno Kirby? Buster Kirby? Who's the singer?
I think it's Bruno Mars. We're doing word association now?
Who's the guy from Good Morning? Yeah. I'm going to find it.
Hey, can you restart that music? Are these things on? Are we on the air? We're just talking.
Yes, it is Bruno Kirby.
I was going to transition into like a soiling joke for Frank Reich and the Panthers.
Well, what about Bruno Kirby?
Yeah, he's like the voice guy. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like.
Did he say something about soiling?
Well, you're like the funny voice guy. You got the funny voices today. You're the weatherman. You're the
all right, Robbie, let's get on track.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
PK, we've talked a lot about Greg Bedard.
Best start ever.
In his article from the Boston Sports Journal this week, in which he talks about an overarching view of the Patriots and Gerard Mayo's potential candidacy as a head coach to replace Bill Belichick, but also brings up Mike Vrabel. Has a line in there about how Vrabel, according to some sources of his, could be trying to force his way out of Tennessee, and also discusses Rand Carthon in that piece about his job performance and how, according to some sources, there were issues with his job performance even dating back to his time in San Francisco. Now, Bedard came on with Stillman earlier this week and really did not have a great answer when asked about the Rand Carthon part of this. But what was your reaction when you saw the piece by Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal?
Well, I know Greg for a good while. He did terribly. I didn't hear the answer. I read a transcript of the answer. Was that with Stilly?
It was. It was with Stilly.
It was a terrible answer. And it's unfortunate. I don't know if it's unfortunate. The terrible answer obviously discredits the report in the eyes of most people who heard or read the terrible answer. But there's a nugget in what he reported. What he should have said was, like, I reported what I reported and I can't really discuss it further. And I'll say, like, I know that there's a nugget in what he reported, and I can't really discuss it further. I don't have it that I can report it. So I wouldn't be talking about it unless Bedard brought it up.
Okay, but hold. Let me stop you there. Because he had the Vrabel stuff.
I'm talking about the Carthon.
You're talking about the Carthon stuff. Okay.
So, I mean, you get what I'm saying. There's something about Carthon in San Francisco that's noteworthy.
Okay.
I don't know that it had a big bearing on his job performance, but in scouting circles, there was a thing.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I don't have it reportable beyond that, and I wouldn't be talking about it unless Bedard brought it up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then butchered it on your airway.
So I would like to see if you agree with how I look at that.
As for report. The variable part, I don't know how he forces his way out outside of back channeling to push for Kraft to make an offer, and I don't know why he would push his way out to get into a job that's worse than this one in terms of following Belichick's legacy and having less resources. I mean, he's got a bad roster here, which is his big issue. The roster there is worse, and if they traded draft picks, he would have less resources. I don't know what their cap situation is, but it's not as good as Tennessee.
Well, okay, that's separate. My quick answer to that is, if you're thinking long-term and you want to work for that owner and you don't want to work for this owner, that's the answer, isn't it? I mean, I know right now the situation's worse there, but that could be.
The important thing for fans to understand is he's under contract.
No, for
he
sure.
Can't quit.
Right. No, yeah. Of course. But, I mean, if I'm Amy Adams Strunk and I get the clear sense that he doesn't want to be here anymore, he wants out, that's how you force your way, right? But here let me just throw the Bedard thing. We've talked about this a lot, but I do want to get your thoughts on it and from a reporting perspective. I read the whole thing, and yeah, his answer was bad. Stillman, good job, Stillman, getting him, and it was a bad answer. I read this
as... I think it's that hard to get a reporter to come on your show if you make a phone call and ask him.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but it was a good to, rather than just talk about
yeah,
it,
right.
Get him on. It reads to me like, first of all, I think the Patriots are clearly making noise. And the Patriots are making noise. They are doing this for a reason. And I think that what this sounds like or reads like to me is then they made some comments about Carthon and he wrote it and he shouldn't have written it. Because if you're going to get into that, then you better go out and do some more reporting on it. I mean, to me, it's a bigger part of the story if you're going to even mention it. He sort of throws it in because they told him that. Again, this is me speculating. And then it's sloppy. And I think an editor wouldn't have let him do that. And now the whole thing looks weaker because of that. And I really, the whole rant thing, I mean, those are serious allegations. You just said you've heard something, that's fine. But you won't report it, right? You haven't reported it because you better have it and you better have some specifics and you better have it sourced outside of an organization that is trying to make something happen here. And so there, is there a benefit to New England to cast aspersions on Rand Carthon? I would say there is.
I agree with that, but there's a benefit for anybody who's saying anything negative about anybody, and there's a ton of negative stuff out in NFL circles all the time. You know what I mean? So you have to judge the degree of benefit and all of that. Like, the best person that I have saying this has no real benefit to it. It just confirmed it.
Okay. But what about just the idea that this is the Patriots and they, for whatever reason, whether they intentionally want it in there or they just threw it in and he threw it in, it feels like it comes from New England to me. You agree or disagree?
Probably. But I will say this. I mean, I think it's become apparent. I'm comfortable with this. It's become apparent that Mike Vrabel didn't have a real say in Rand Carthon's hiring. And I think that's not great management by Amy Adams Strunk. When you're getting rid of John Robinson and they weren't on the same schedule, and then you're hiring Rand Carthon and he and Vrabel aren't going to be on the same schedule. And I've said this time and time again. Now, they did get Robinson and Vrabel on the same schedule with the contract extensions.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And then quickly ended that.
But ideally, you want them hired together, so they're coming in as true teammates. This wasn't the case, but Mike, Rand's not a Mike guy per se. Now, I'm not saying you 100% have to have the existing guy signing off on the guy who's coming in, but the higher percentage there is of that, the better the bond between those two guys is. And I've not gotten the sense since this thing started that there's that kind of partnership where they're super invested in each other. And I don't think that's very healthy for the franchise. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, fair. Yeah. We'll have more with Paul Kaharsky from PaulKaharsky.com coming up next. We'll continue to get into the report from Greg Bedard, Mike Vrabel, and all things Tennessee Titans with him for the next 45 minutes. We welcome your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Live from our 1025 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser, Paul Kaharsky from PaulKaharsky.com with us, talking all things Tennessee Titans. So back to the
Bedard. For everyone complaining about my lighting, we called in the electrician.
Things
have been fixed. I'm beautifully lit now.
You are.
Nick said that with my lighting, I should talk in my southern accent. So I just got back from Dolly World. They turned on the lights. Here we go.
Liam, does he still look like a cross between Emperor Palpatine and an Ewok? Let us know.
The Ewok was a little harsh, but the Palpatine I kind of like.
Yeah, no, I can see that one. Yeah, the Ewok is a little, I don't know about that. Maybe it's your scarf. Your scarf.
Maybe the scarf.
So wait, Robbie, let's make him do the GIF that you post consistently on Twitter.
Palpatine? Maybe so. Might have to do that. We'll see if we can make it.
Oh, he gets blown into the wall?
Whatever works.
PK, on the Bedard report, one thing also mentioned in there was maybe the insinuation of the hiring process with Rand Carthon and the suggestion that maybe the NFL suggested to Amy Adams Strunk that Rand Carthon was to be hired, and Bedard brought up the fact that he was a minority candidate in that. What did you make of that part of the article that Bedard put out there from the Boston Sports Journal the other day?
I buy that the league might have suggested him. Forced is I don't know if that word was in there, Joe, somewhere. That's way too strong. But, I mean, who is she going to for suggestions about who to hire? You know, I mean, she's got a team president who's not a football guy prior to this.
Yep.
You know, Ryan Cowden wasn't an advisor. He was a candidate. Vrabel, who doesn't appear to have had much say. So in-house, she didn't have a lot of people to make a lot of suggestions. And she doesn't have a wide circle of NFL people. She may have developed friendships with some fellow owners, but to the degree to which she has, we don't know about it. So I don't know what that list is. Fritz Pollard Alliance presents a list. I had access to the list, but they asked you not to publish the whole list. Rand Carthon certainly was on that list. So I buy that the league would offer, or she would ask, you know, hey, who do you think the best candidates are here? And she had met Rand at some of the accelerator program stuff, where he had certainly made an impression.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, bottom line is his career path – put him. He was a viable candidate for this job. He talked to her. I mean, I would hope if you're a Titans fan, you would hope that the owner of your football team can go out, look at qualifications, have an idea of what you need, and then interview people. And I mean, some of it is assess. Going with your gut, right? The report to me, it sounds more like forced than, you know, helped with the search. That's a totally different thing in my mind. The way it came off.
He's got a winning personality, right? So the question is, how much did the winning personality sway her and how much does the resume match up? You know, the sound of it from San Francisco is that he had a heavy hand in later round picks and they had obviously good success with those later round picks. We'll see what happens right now. But there's a segment of the population that seems to think that the draft's a home run. Well, Duncan looks good in what we've seen with him so
relative
far.
Relative to his
pick
placement.
You can't do cartwheels over Josh Wiley and certainly Colton Dowell. So late-round picks also take a couple years to pan out. So in terms of judging his late-round picks, which are, you know, the big star on his resume, that's going to take some time to see. So far, so good with this draft. He had no money in free agency. You know, a Dillard, a complete bust. Azeez Al-Shaair, pretty good. So, you know, it takes time to see. The real test is this year. Second draft, where they're super reliant on getting big contributors. And what can they do with a good share of the $100 million in terms of bringing in real difference makers?
Are you, based on this Bedard report, based on what we saw earlier this month from the Boston Globe, are you convinced that the Patriots are coming after Vrabel when this year's over? Whether or not they can pull it off is another thing, but are you convinced they're coming after Vrabel?
I'm not convinced. I mean, they may be, but they may be content with Gerard Mayo. I think the question that everybody's kind of ignoring on, I mean, I do think that Belichick is finished there. But they have no football executive there. And I would think that Robert Kraft, if it's Mayo from in-house or not, I would think that Robert Kraft needs to start with a football mind and an executive who's going to reconstruct that roster.
And start the clock on a GM and coach together.
Right. And so who's the football guy? If I'm a Patriots fan and I step back, I know the coach is the more glamorous thing, and somebody stepping into Belichick's headset is a massive deal. But the talent is the problem there, as it is here. And who's going to assemble the talent? That's my major concern there. And so I'd be looking at the list of GM candidates as hard as I'm looking at the – or considering the Vrabel, Mayo, and whoever else list.
I mean, that's the part of Belichick's job that has really fallen off, right? I mean, that's 100%. That's where he has failed.
Absolutely. And the number one thing you have to do there, the same way you're going to now be struggling to replace Belichick, is – struggling to replace Brady. You don't have to get Brady, but you got to get a functional quarterback. And that means very clear that Mac Jones is not that guy, and they didn't get a functional backup either.
Well, the thing that gets me in all this in terms of trades that make sense for the Titans, like if you're offering a first-round pick, like if I'm the Titans, I want the first-round pick that you're going to have this year.
No, they can't offer that. I don't see how
that's what I'm saying.
They can offer their quarterback of the future in exchange for Mike Vrabel or any coach.
Exactly.
Maybe so, that's why we see all the back and forth right now.
I mean, maybe, but like, how, if you're the Titans, like, if I'm considering trading Vrabel, that pick's going to be in there. Otherwise, like, why would I do it? I mean, I guess you could load up on future draft picks that way beyond that and try to convince Amy Adams Strunk to do it that
the
way.
25 first, second this year, first next year, you know, whatever it might be. But I'm with you. I think that's got to be – let's have the one right now. And if you're the Patriots and you're willing to do that, my goodness, do you love Mike Vrabel.
And again, I'd say to Amy Adams Strunk, if Robert Kraft, who's getting into the Hall of Fame in the next 5 years, wants your coach that badly – it should set off some bells and whistles in your own building about his value.
So a text question. First time I've ever heard this asked, actually. This is something we should really think about. Quote, who has the most power / final say with the Titans? And would Amy get rid of Vrabel if he and Ran are not getting along?
I still think Vrabel has the most power. And I don't think that they're not getting along to that kind of degree. I think to not get along to a degree where you have to make a move takes a lot more time than less than a year.
It would seem that way. But things have been accelerated.
Well, and it goes back to – I think some people would be – when you talk about Vrabel doesn't look like he has had a lot of say in the hiring of Carthon, I think a lot of Titans fans would be surprised by that because I know the way I viewed it heading into it, like with Vrabel – was in lockstep with ownership, and it felt like he was going to have a big say.
Well,
they hired.
I mean, he did talk about – I mean, he certainly talked to Rand Carthon before they hired him. Like, he was part of the process to some extent, right?
To some extent.
Yeah.
But I don't think he said, hey, that's the guy I want, or hey, I really like, feel the mojo. I think it was more like, I could work with that guy.
Because that's where Amy Adams Strunk, to me, has to absolutely involve him and say – like, this is us working on this hire. Mike,
I'll say this, though. And look, maybe, and again, you know, this is all they let us see, right? So I'm talking about all they let us see. But during training camp, we saw a lot, right? Now we see you know, 20 minutes 2 days a week and a stretch on Friday. Mike Vrabel and John Robinson used to stand together for sometimes significant segments of stuff and have conversations during early parts of practice or at the end of practice to get on the same page or whatever. During those windows, either during practice or after practice concluded before Mike came to talk to us on a Friday or whatever. I don't see Mike and Rand together hardly ever in the windows that we're allowed. Now, does that mean that they just have a different structure and they talk afterwards inside? I'm sure they talk. But in terms of what we see,
it'd be good if they did.
Well, that would be,
you know what I'm saying?
It'd be a lot cooler if they did.
In terms of what we see, I don't see that. Does that mean anything? Probably not.
I have a thought on this.
But in terms of our windows, I don't see it.
We'll have Rex Rhodes' response to that coming up next. 615-737-1025, our phone number. More with Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com up next. This is Robbie and Rex Rhodes, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Rhodes, 1025-1063, The Game, brought to you by Chuck McDowell and Medical House Calls, Middle Tennessee's best medical care in the comfort and safety of your own home. For more information, go to medicalhousecallstn.com. Medical House Calls, where the nearest clinic is your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com. Nick Kieser here with you on this Wednesday morning.
Okay, so my thought on what PK was just talking about, which is I think it's a cogent observation by PK
Nice.
And well, I've talked about, even on the show earlier this year, it's just interesting, just a little thing, but John Robinson as GM sits with the rest of the Titans staff in the games Rand Carthon doesn't. I thought sometimes like you wouldn't have the choice. Like there's not a box always for you.
If like, there was, you wouldn't be in the press box in the first place.
Like because yeah. So, but I've listened to you talk about this, and I sometimes think situations like this feel so much like a soap opera. And it's just and the parsing of words and the I saw this or the, saw that. Yeah, I'm not ripping you for this, but sometimes it's like, you know what? Just these two people work in the same organization, they have a job. Freaking do your job and just, you know, coach the team and pick players and everybody shut up. Like sometimes I get that urge to just say that. It's like we're looking for a little body language here and there, and it's like, like, if those guys can't, on a daily basis, put aside whatever, I mean, I have no idea if there's even any problems.
Well, and just I would
do
say,
their job, then, I mean, people get put all the time in a work situation with someone, you know, that's maybe it's not their hire, their choice as manager or as coworker or on their team or whatever. Suck it up and do your freaking job.
I would say they would say they're doing that.
Yeah, well, it's us, may be.
It's us having conversations.
I'm not saying they aren't. But it's just like I feel like we're so hyper looking for signs of, you know, signs of animosity or dissent or whatever. Now, look, to that point though, and we speculated who was it. It's clear that Vrabel was pissed off when the Will Levis thing was reported by Ian Rappaport.
When he was starting.
Yes. Right?
Yes. I mean,
it's clear he was pissed off about that. PK?
You know, I'm in
sorry,
trouble.
Are you surfing the web for foot massage? Am I bothering you?
No, you're not bothering me. I'm in trouble for having suggested that Rand Carthon talks to Ian Rappaport.
You're in trouble?
I've gotten in trouble for that.
With who?
Stillman document. With Rand Carthon.
He ground you?
Oh, we had a bad exchange about it in Minnesota.
Right. Going way back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, again, I don't know if it was him or not, but the coach, you know, Vrabel did not want that out, and it got out. Now, it's always an agent is possible.
Sure. That's always what they can say.
Right.
I mean, it's clear that people within the Titans have their national people that they go to. They think we're idiots that we can't conclude it. And they say, no, the agent. I mean, look, you say what you want. I've been, you know, in the business since 96. I know how NFL media works. And I can tell often when it's the agent, and I can tell often when it's you. And so.
Okay, tell us what this was.
Well, I mean, sometimes I can't tell. I don't know what this is. I think it's important to note that this Boston story comes out, you know, within a couple days of your colleague, Diana Russini, saying steady, ready, Vrabel, or whatever her kicker was, which is a non-writer trying to become a writer. But the report had good content in it where she talked to people, she says, multiple times. I don't know why multiple conversations were necessary. One conversation would be satisfactory. And I'll source speculate here. I mean, there are only so many people in management above Mike Vrabel who could assure her that Mike Vrabel's the Titans guy. Burke Nihil, who is not a football guy. Rand Carthon, who's not above Mike Vrabel. And who's left, Robbie?
The owner.
Amy Adams Strunk.
Yep.
So that would appear to me that Amy Adams Strunk, in the days after I asked Mike Vrabel about his job security, wanted to put to rest conversations about his job security. Whether that's just like, hey, I don't want this to be a story for the remainder of the season, or whether she's making a long-term commitment to him there, or whether he's saying, hey, let's get this quashed so it's not a distraction for the remainder of what we have, and then we sort it out after the season's over, or whatever it is, then Boston says,
and then the Patriots say,
hey,
you know what?
We're going to keep this stirred up because we're interested in the guy. So there's a lot of checkers being played.
A lot of Connect Four being played here.
Well, then there's the, like, if
shoots and ladders.
You know,
better.
If that does
Candyland.
Come from maybe Adam Strunk, it's also in the background. I'm thinking, well, that's fine. If you're committing to Mike Vrabel, I'm with you. I think Vrabel's a good coach. I think they should commit to Mike Vrabel. But you also committed to John Robinson by giving him a new contract.
But
and
I will
fired
say,
him halfway through
I will say, this organization, this organization used to be really smart at keeping it really simple, like you're saying, Joe. Really smart at keeping it really simple and just being quiet. And now they're playing games with national media.
Yeah,
you know.
So you're talking about the Robinson's approach. Robinson was very much not a give thing to anybody guy.
Robinson, Webster, Reinfeldt, Reese.
Going back before that. Okay.
In the entire existence of the Tennessee Titans, they didn't play the national media game. Fisher didn't. Munchak didn't. Mularkey didn't. Until at the very end when Mularkey wanted to screw everything up and told Rappaport. He told me. I called Rappaport and told him I was getting a contract extension the morning before he got fired. And he knew he was about to get fired, and he wanted to screw with the people who were firing him. But all of those guys.
I missed this one. Go back on that a little bit. Did Rappaport report that?
Yes.
Oh, how did I forget that?
Yeah.
That was wild.
Poor Ian.
So
why can't that be done to Schefter?
I wish it was done to all of them. But you know what happens with it? Rappaport reports he's getting a contract extension, and then his next tweet is that he got fired. He just moves along. It doesn't pay any attention. Never says, oh, by the way, he didn't get fired. I was wrong. The words never come out of those guys' mouth. They just repeat what they're told. They're kind of like big stenographers. But all of those guys, and organizationally, and maybe it came from Bud, or maybe it was just a spark, they stay under the radar. Talk to local guys to some degree about stuff of a certain level of import and leave it there. Those days appear to be over. Mike talks to Diana. I think everybody knows that to some degree.
I will interrupt real quick because I've actually asked this aloud. And I, again, go back to when Diana wasn't at the Athletic, at ESPN. How do we know that? Like, how is that known? Like, is everybody says that as fact, but I'm trying to – I know the draft night, right, there was the stuff with Stroud, and she was here reporting for ESPN. But, like, is there something I'm also forgetting with that where, like, that was made clear?
If you just retrace, like, what she has and when she has it and what the simple lines are, I don't think there's much work done to disguise.
Okay. So basically, if Stilly and Pauly were a show, like imagine the detective work that could be done with those two combining forces. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And it would seem to me that Rand has I mean, look, I'm not the person that came up to me at the combine and said, oh, Rand Carthon is the greatest person in the history of the world. He knows my kids' names. I love him. That was Ian Rappaport.
Glad to know that wasn't you saying that to you.
I mean, so Rand's mad at me about my indications about his relationship with Rappaport. Well, Rappaport probably shouldn't run around boasting about how great Rand's been to him. Is that my fault or is that Ian's fault? Rand should talk to Ian and say, hey, why don't you tone down the fact that I've been good to you instead of running around the combine doing cartwheels telling everybody how great I've been to you.
What
like,
do you
if I have a really good source, you know what I'm not doing? Running around when he gets a big job telling everybody,
hey guys,
this guy's terrific to me.
You know,
that's
when
a misplay by Ian.
When we go somehow on vacation together, he always pays the tip. It's amazing.
Somehow I'm the bleep bleep in this thing because Ian was so eager to tell everybody how close he was to Rand.
Bleep bleep or bleeper bleeper?
Bleeper bleeper.
Wow. Damn.
Both. Bleep bleep and bleeper bleeper.
What do you make of this? We got a question on the text line. It says, am I missing something? I haven't heard Rand Carthon speak for months.
No, he hasn't spoken
for months. Is that common for a general manager?
I hope he speaks to Mike.
Yeah. But I mean, what do you make of that, the fact that he has not either been made available or has not chosen to address the media here for a few months?
Look, he's mute Rand right now. What he's going to say is it's not my season to talk. My season to talk is the off season when – player moves are made and everything. But say what you will about John Robinson, when big stuff went down akin to Kevin Byard being traded, he made an effort to step up there and answer for it. And of the qualities that Robinson had that were good and bad, that was a good one, and Rand doesn't necessarily follow suit on that one. Now hopefully we'll see in his second off season some other ones. But look, I suspect the Titans are very comfortable following everybody else's lead. You know, they'll say, well, the Patriots don't do it, the Packers don't do it, 22 teams in the league don't do it. We're probably going to hear from Rand at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, in the mandatory pre-draft press conference. I'm trying to think if there's another time he would talk.
Did he talk at all during camp?
Not even after the season, do we think? Like that in the immediate aftermath
of
the season?
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah, right?
I'd bet the under.
You'd bet the under on that? Because that's the thing. Last year it was only Vrabel, but they were between GMs.
Look,
it usually,
just keep an account. Rand Carthon told us on draft night that this is the biggest moment of players' lives and not to ask anything, about, like, I think it was Tajay Spears' lack of an ACL. I mean, that's pretty naive.
Yeah.
And Vrabel himself said, come on, if this is the biggest night of their life, we're drafting the wrong guys.
That was like 5 minutes after that, wasn't it?
It was. It was not good.
It's always, what's also cool about that is, again, like Stilly and Paulie have the same grievances. It's peanut butter and jelly.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More on the Titans coming up next. We'll get Paul's thoughts on Will Levis, his performance against Carolina, his development as the Titans continue to move ahead with him at quarterback. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Preds fans, don't miss tonight's Smashville Live at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs at 6 o'clock. You can see your Preds star players up close and personal. Tyson Berry and Ryan O'Reilly, the guests tonight for Smashville Live, brought to you by the Black Abbey Brewing Company. That taking place at 6 o'clock tonight at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Final segment of the day with Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com. Shout out to DJ Burnside for the Emperor Palpatine gift getting blown back against the wall with Kuharsky's face on it. It's
Did beautiful. You guys give your follow-up show here with Chase and Dubin, sufficient grief over their confidence that UT was going to beat Georgia?
We haven't gotten our meal yet.
Where's your free meal?
Yeah, where's our free meal?
What an embarrassment that was.
We're out of lunch. Haven't heard anything about it.
They'll be coming in soon. You can say it right to their face.
Exactly.
By the way, but to the point that you just made about DJ Burnside, if you're on Twitter or X, follow at Dennis J. Burnside. I mean, his work is magnificent, and he may have outdone himself today.
This camera angle, the light is up now, but the angle is very poor. It's really shooting the top of my head. We're blinding people. If you're watching,
shiny.
I'm sorry.
We got two bald folks in here, and then Rex Rhodes' luscious head of hair.
Mm-hmm. BK, salad.
What did you make of the way that Levis played against Carolina, and overall, just what you've seen from Levis to this point in the season, given the limitations around him?
I mean, it was a lot better from pressure perspective. There's some encouragement there with Jalen Duncan being a part of that. he, you know, he's very good at self-assessment. And so, you know, talked about not being accurate enough on the downfield shots, which is where you're really counting on him. And I think the accuracy questions that a lot of us had with him coming into the league, starting to show themselves a little bit, to show themselves a little bit. So, you know, you'd like to see some more polish there, and that's something that over the course of the rest of the remaining games, you'd like to see improvement there, particularly when he has more frequent clean pockets. If you guys can compose yourselves and act Rex as professionals, Rex Road, we'd like you to participate in the remainder of the show. There's approximately 10 minutes left.
My God.
I misspoke, and I made a joke about it, which we do in this profession sometimes, and then we carry on.
This is going to be tough.
Rex Road has no follow-up.
Let's just leave it silent. Everyone totally get on the camera and watch Rex Road not be professional.
I'm going to plow through because, as Daryl said.
A lot of soiling today.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of soiling going on today.
As Daryl said, glad we will get at least one segment to talk about the team. So we're gonna forget your tribute to Philip Seymour Hoffman and move forward, okay?
Let's get the 4-7 Titans talk going in here.
Yes, exactly. Come on.
Why won't they use Kyle Phillips in short yarded situations where they send him 5 yards on third and five?
I thought he would be more of a factor by now.
I mean, they do throw to him, but they don't throw to him at the sticks, which is what he's built for. I don't understand that. I'm putting that on my list. Kyle Phillips
is on the list.
You know what else I'm going to ask today? I wonder if you're into this. Vrabel keeps saying that
talking to the microphone.
I had to turn away to avoid your spewing things out of your mouth with your laughter. Vrabel keeps saying things were cool play, or that was almost a cool play.
I want a definition of what a cool play looks like.
Yeah.
What's cool?
Yeah, there's a couple things about Vrabel that I don't think we've explored enough. I mean, I understand he might get traded. He ran all this stuff. One is he says cool, it's a cool play, cool thing.
He's like the Fonz up there.
Yeah. I feel like it's new, too.
Also, speaking of the Fonz, so, you know, Vrabel is like me, I guess like you. Are you a Gen X? What year were you born?
69.
Yeah, okay. All right, you're Gen X. Gen X people, we cannot wear flat bill hats, okay? I mean, Robbie's... You know, like you have the hat right too. At your age in the 30s, you get a little bit curvy.
Your bill is perfect.
Vrabel's coming out with this flat bill like he's 17.
I know. And then everybody on Twitter's like, oh, I got to have that hat. It's unbelievable, that hat. I
meant to say
it's
something.
It's also a rope hat a lot of times. I'm like, are you heading for a yacht?
Hey, but this team got Frank
Reich. Anyway, back to the team.
This team got Frank Reich fired, baby, though. It's when you know. You're playing well. You get a coach fired the next day.
Listen,
good
here's
stuff.
The other thing in terms of overreaction from fans. Like, the pass rush was good. They got down to their third string left guard, and their other guard was playing his second NFL game.
I will say,
so
at
they
least,
were great
at
against
least seeing energy
good.
And playmaking is good to
good.
See,
now,
right?
Now, let's carry that over to a team with professional offensive line in the Colts. I'm not expecting it. You know, and then Baldinger, who's terrific, did a breakdown, but he's like, you're in for a real Donnybrook when you're facing this Titans front.
That.
And I'm like, this is the first time you've seen him this year? Because this is not what they've looked like ever. Like against that. Boy, if you took snapshots of the Atlanta game and this game, you could say that. But if you watched any other game, you'd be like, hey, did they rush the passer? Or
so you like the Colts. You like the Colts?
I mean, I don't pick games, but I don't expect the Titans to be good in this game.
You bleeper, 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 bleeper. Pick a game.
Why? So that I could then root for the result and walk into the locker room and go, oh, you didn't believe in me. Don't block the box, but be sure to lock your locks.
Weak.
Hurricane brought a lot of soil this week. Really enjoyed it. That does it for us today.
Yeah. Watch out for the soil movement.
Here on Robbie and Rex Road, Chase and Big Joe up next. This is 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.